snakebite and its cure have always been the despair of medical science. On no other subject has our knowledge remained for centuries so unsatisfactory, fragmentary, and empirical. The history of the subject, in fact, may be summed up briefly as a series of vain and spasmodic attempts to solve the problem of snakebite poisoning and wring from nature the coveted antidote. Various and contradictory theories of the action of snake poison have been propounded, some absolutely erroneous, others containing a modicum of truth mixed with a large portion of error, but none but one fulfilling the indispensable condition of accounting for all the phenomena observable during the poisoning process of reducing the formidable array of conflicting systems to order by finding the law that governs them all. That was one sentence. We have the advocates of the blood poison theory ascribing the palpable nerve systems to imaginary blood changes produced by the subtle poison and alleged to have been discovered by the willing but frequently deceiving microscope. Even bacteriology has been laid under service and innocent leukocytes have been converted under the microscope into deadly germs, introduced by the reptile, multiplying with marvelous rapidity in the blood of its victims, appropriating to themselves all the available oxygen and producing carbonic acid, such as the Saccharomyces does in alcoholic fermentation. Others, again, and among them, those supposed to be the highest authorities on the subject now living, divide the honors between nerve and blood. Some snakes, they allege, are nerve poisoners, others as surely poison the blood, but with one solitary exception, they assume the terminations of the motor nerves and not the centers to be affected. Thus, then, with regard to theories, we have hitherto had confusion worse confounded, as with theories, so it has been with antidotes. They were proposed in numbers, but only to be given up again, some intended to decompose and destroy the subtle poison in the system, others to counteract its action on the system, with that action unknown. It is scarcely too much to assert that there are but few chemicals and drugs in the materia medica that have not been tried as antidotes in experiments on animals, and dozens upon dozens that have been tried in vain on man. The reasons for this somewhat chaotic state of our science on a subject that is of so much interest to mankind are various. The centuries of Europe in which scientific research most keenly pursued, but have few indigenous and these comparatively harmless snakes, the best scientific talent has therefore only exceptionally been brought to bear on the subject. In those countries, on the other hand, in which venomous snakes abound and the opportunities for observing the poison symptoms of man are more plentiful, the observing element has been comparatively deficient. A still more potent source of failure must be sought in the faculty methods of research pursued by most investigators. Experiments on animals were far too much resorted to, and their frequently misleading results accepted as final, whilst observations on man did not receive the attention their importance demanded. In the investigation of this subject was the first desideratum, was no doubt to find the correct theory of action to take of snake poison and to define the law governing that action, assuming as a working hypothesis that there is but one flaw for all snake poison and not several ones, just as there is one law for the structure of these reptiles admitting of variations, but not of absolute divergence from the general plan. The shortest and surest way to find this law is close observation and careful analysis of the symptoms produced by the poison of man, as the And as the opportunities for such observation are not a frequent occurrence to the individual, cooperation and careful comparison of notes on the part of many observers. This method of investigation, which during the last few years has been pursued in Australia, yeah, with most satisfactory results, was never practiced anywhere else, not even in America, but instead of it, each observer, with a few exceptions, kept his own notes to himself. And if there happened to be one where there... if there happened to be one and they're hungry for more knowledge than of the scanty opportunities for observation of man would supply, the resort was usually experiments on animals. A few snakes were caught, a few luckless dogs or other animals procured, and the slaughter of the innocents began. Oh, my toy is good, but fuck, I want to be fucking full of you. Fuck. Oh, I'll take your fingers. Fuck. Anything. Oh, this method of investigation. This method of investigation on this subject. Wait, didn't we just... Oh, that is... Oh, fuck. As test experiments... Oh, fuck. As test experiments to confirm observations on man or maid... Fuck. Oh, can you hear me fucking myself with my toy? Fuck. Fuck. As test experiments to confirm observations on man were made with a view of finding a correct theory of the action of snake poison, these attempts were unobjectionable, although without an elaborate scientific apparatus in other than skilled hands, they were not likely to produce results of any value. But most of the experiments were not content with purely theoretical aims. They were seeking to find the antidote by a purely empirical method and had nothing to guide them in the choice of drugs. A dose of snake poison was administered to an animal, and then a dose of some drug or chemical chosen ad libitum sent after it. Next day, another presumed antidote was tried, another animal slaughtered, and so on, ad nauseam, until finally the baffled antidote searcher, not one whit closer for all of his trouble and the useless tortures inflicted, confessed himself beaten and joined the non-possums of his predecessors. One important point has been completely left out of sight and ignored in all of this experimenting on animals. Oh, fuck. It is the fact that the action of snake poison on the human system and that on animals, though very similar, is not absolutely identical, and For that reason alone, results of experiments on the latter cannot be indiscriminately applied to man. As pointed out before, analogy has been confounded with identity. When... when an animal, for instance, has been bitten by a snake, he does not usually collapse as quickly as a human being, but is able to drag himself about much longer. Before their legs refuse service and they are unable to walk. The longer duration of the first stage of the poisoning process no doubt owes to a higher organization of greater functional power of the motor nervous centers of some animals. The amount of motor force at their disposal is... Oh, fuck. Is greater... is greater... And hence they offer greater resistance to the invader seeking to turn off this force. When finally the latter gains the ascendancy, irregular discharges of motor nerve force still take place and find their expression in convulsions, which may man only exceptionally occur. But the difference between man and some animals becomes more marked when stratocaine is administered to an animal suffering from snake poison. It counteracts the latter quite effectively. I fucking lost my place. It counteracts the latter quite as effectively in an animal as in man, but it has to be injected in extreme caution, for whilst a man is a slight excess in the quantity required to subdue the snake virus, it is not only harmless but actually necessary. Any excess of it in an animal will only produce violent tachycardic convulsions and cause the animal to pass even quicker than the snake poison would have killed it if allowed to run its course. Can you fucking hear me play with myself? Can you hear it? Fucking tell me. You like the fucking wet noises my pussy's making? Fuck. No idea where I was. In the face of these facts, the judiciousness of the proposal lately made both here and in... Fuck. Proposal made here and in India subject the strategy and treatment of snake bites once more to a series of just experiments on animals appears more than questionable. Another cause has largely contributed to the rent experiments on animals so barren of results that it must be sought in the injudicious selection of substances intended to serve as antidotes. It is simply impossible. Oh, fuck. It feels so good. It is simply impossible to act on an organic compound like snake poison coursing through a living system by chemicals that will either combine with it or decompose it in a manner likely to deprive it of the deadly qualities it renders innocuous. Yet what do we find? We find my pussy fucking full of my twats. We fucking find acids and alkalines, arsenic and bromides and iodides and chlorine and mercurial preparations, etc., etc. I've been bored into luckless animals that they were so many, and so many test tubes, a chemical antidote, a substance possessing an affinity to snake poison, and by means of this affinity combining with it some mysterious and incomprehensible manner one can hardly imagine to exist. Physiological antidotes on the other hand. Substances acting on the system in a manner that the exact reverse of and the direct antagonism to the snake poison, though apparently only the feasible ones, have been strangely neglected and almost despised by experimenters. In the vast storehouse of nature, the department most likely to finish such antidotes is the vegetable kingdom. The untutored human mind has for centuries past intuitively clung to this idea and sought among plants for remedies against the deadly ophidian poison, hence the number of vegetable antidotes that have from time to time been recommended, and the efficacy of some of which at least has been confirmed in reliable observations. But the hint thus given to science was not taken. Instead of research being pushed on diligently in the only direction that promised any chance of success, it was cut short by the baneful method of experimenting on animals, when it had been demonstrated on some other animals having been saturated with snake poison did not recover after the administration of an alleged antidote. The illogical conclusion was drawn at once. It could possibly be of any use to man. Excuse me. Whilst in reality, the only proof rendered by the experiment, if made properly, was that the respective antidote could not be realized in treating on animals as the class experimented on. Oh, fuck. That of some of these despised antidotes are worth a little further investigation, may in the light of present experience, as of the value of striking and snake bite to be inferred from the fact that among them of the woods of Stratocos, oh, Colorbrina, should I touch my clit? Oh. I'll leave it alone for now. And also the well-known Huangnu vegetable extract made from another variety of the Stratocos family and largely used by the Chinese. Whilst in a letter to the Australian Medical Gazette in July of 1892, the principal ingredient of a strange compound used by native snake doctors of Central America with which such success in Nuxifomica. What do we think? Can I use my big toy? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. It is superfluous to enter into criticism of the treatment of snake bite until recently in vogue for, with the exception of the local one by ligature and extension, it extends self. It stands. Fuck. Self-condemned by complete inefficacy. It may be. It may be summoned up as a vain. As a vain attempt. Just stem the collapse invariably attending one snake bite by the administration concentration of of stimulants such as alcohol, ether, ammonia, etc. The attempt is in vain, for a person to collapse from snakebite cannot be stimulated by any of these remedies. Since neither the heart nor the nerve centers respond to them in the slightest degree as they do from the absence of snake poison. Only the effect that has any effect at all in the slightest case being ammonia. Fuck, that was one sentence. Fucking hell. Okay, Big Toy gets involved. We'll see how long it can last. But the attempt is not only in vain. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, but the attempt is not... Oh, I fucking lost my place, right? Already, but the attempt is not only in vain, it is highly injurious, especially if made with the usage of... Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close. Oh, please, can I come? Fuck, please. For addition, the latter not having the slightest influence on the snake poison. Fuck, it's painful effect. Yes. Oh, fuck. They act as an anesthetic, and thus add to the existing depression, besides increasing the tendency to internal hemorrhage. Fuck. That much fucking buildup and etching is what's gonna fucking happen. If I keep doing this, I'm gonna come again. You think I can do it? Do you think I can come again? My toy is good, but fucking something else would be better. I want to be so fucking full. I want to be so fucking full of you. Fuck. Oh. believe in the little toys a lot. Fuck. I hope you learned something about terrible late 1890s pseudoscience medicine.